Jeff Blankman, joined here today by Lance Clayburg from Coon Rapids Bearded. He has recently announced that he is going to be headed to Grandview, and a guy that likes to keep himself busy, going to keep himself very, very busy at Grandview. He is going to be playing football and also baseball. Lance, congratulations on the decision. I appreciate you joining us here today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
You bet. Let's talk about that. You know, a lot of people go on and try to play one sport. We do have some kids that have done, you know, track and cross country, or, you know, volleyball and softball or something of that nature, but or even volleyball and track with Jade Hayes, who is also a Coon Rapids Bearded grad. But for you, football and baseball, two loves for you. Let's start with how those loves grew for each sport.
Yeah, so I don't know. I just, as a kid, I was in – every sport imaginable. I used to do swimming, if you believe that.
I do.
Yeah, I used to do them all. And then as high school came around, kind of narrowed it down to the main four with baseball, basketball, football, and track. And naturally, I was just the best at football personally. And then I just kind of fell in love with baseball through Waddle and Hayden and what they have going for a program, and just how awesome baseball can be. So I couldn't decide which one to do, so I'm doing both.
How did that decision come about? Was it just because you enjoyed them both, or did coaches from both kind of reach out to you and put the inkling in your ear that maybe you could do that?
So football was number one for a while, and then spring season of baseball kind of came around, and I realized how much I still love baseball, so I decided, yeah, just do them both. Both coaches are very awesome. They're very openly, like, open to the decision and willing to work with me on that. So that's awesome as well.
How'd the recruiting process start for you? And did it start more with football and baseball kind of sprinkled in? And what schools were you all looking at and what schools reached out to you?
I can't remember all of the schools. I remember Central was a big one as well for football and baseball, but I narrowed it down pretty quick. Recruiting for 1A isn't very very exposed, I guess. There's ways to do it by doing extra stuff, but I wasn't really big on that. I just kind of played sports for fun, so I was never really worried about the next level. I honestly didn't even think I'd play sports at the next level, but it just kind of happened. I think Coach Johnson, he's the assistant football coach at Coon Rapids, he put a highlight tape together and sent it to a bunch of colleges. And Grandview was one of them that he sent it to. And then they started talking to me, and it went from there.
As they started reaching out to you, as you just said, you were a guy that didn't even think you would play, you know, college sports. You were just playing for fun. How did that change kind of your outlook on thing, and what kind of excitement started to kind of grow with you then?
Yeah, I mean, it's cool to be recognized by coaches at the next level. It's just a good feeling, you know. You feel like you're doing something right or being somewhat successful. So, yeah, that was nice, I think.
Grandview and Central, the first two schools to reach out to you, or was there other schools in the mix?
There was other schools in the mix, but they got narrowed down pretty quick to those two. Just, I don't know, Central has a very good thing going for them, and so does Grandview, so they just got narrowed down to those two.
Did you get a chance to visit those two schools and other schools, or how did you narrow that list down to those two?
Yeah, so we actually went to a ton of schools. Well, maybe not a ton, maybe like seven or eight, but we toured quite a few, some for sports, some not for sports, and I don't know, Grandview just felt like home, so went with my gut.
Let's start with the schools you looked at that weren't for sports. What's the major going to be for you? What do you want to go to school for beyond playing athletics? And what schools were you looking at for that?
So the plan for a major is finance, business administration, with a minor in ag something. You know, living in the Midwest, I kind of plan on living close to home. So having something in ag around the Midwest, I think, would open a lot of doors. I visited Iowa State. I really liked it there. I had a lot of friends going there. It's just a big school. I visited Iowa. I visited Northwest, Missouri State. Just a bunch of the bigger schools that obviously wouldn't be playing sports at, but yeah.
when it came to the visits for athletics, you went to Central. You said you went to Grandview as well. What other schools did you visit? And tell us a little bit about the different campuses and what stood out for you.
There was a baseball clinic at Northwest Missouri State that I went to. And it was really fun. I had a lot of fun. There's a lot of really cool guys there that I met, which was cool. And so that was another sports one. My family, on my Clayburgh side, everyone in my family went to Iowa State, besides Aunt Kathy. She went to Iowa. But they really advocated for Iowa State. It was just a little too big for me, personally. I'm kind of a homebody. I like to be personable to people. I just like to know people, you know, and having that many people around would be a little nerve-wracking for me, if I'm being honest. And same thing for Northwest. It was pretty good size. It was just a touch too big for me again. And Iowa, same way. It was a little too far from home. So that's what cut them out pretty quick.
What was the trip to Central like?
It was awesome. Their facilities are awesome. Their coaches are awesome. It's a little bit farther from home, not much. But they have an awesome thing going for them. It was a very tough decision.
When you got to Grandview, what made you know that that's where you wanted to be?
Their campus is very, very central. It's very put together, so I wouldn't have to walk a mile to get to class in the cold during the winter, which was nice. And it just seemed like a very tight-knit community. You know, everyone knew everyone, and everyone had something nice to say about them as well. So knowing that you're going somewhere where everyone knows each other and gets along well is very comforting.
What were the conversations like? Let's start with football. What were the conversations like with the football coaches at Grandview?
It was awesome. They joke around quite a bit, and then they get serious, which is awesome. It's nice to be relaxed and cool, calm, and collected, and then get down to the meat of everything. So it was good. Everyone had good conversation.
Where do they see you? Offensive side of the ball, defensive side of the ball? Where do they feel you can help them because you were so successful both sides of the ball in high school?
So they have they've mentioned tight end quite a bit. But I think their offense, maybe, I could be wrong, but they've ran fullback sets quite a bit as well. So depending on weight and height and whatnot, all the other factors, it's probably between fullback and tight end. Or maybe both, mixture of both, I'm not sure.
Is that the side of the ball that you would prefer?
Yeah, I think so.
You play 8-man in high school. Do you feel there's going to be an adjustment for you? And what adjustments, if so, what adjustments do you think that'll be going to 11-man football?
I think the main adjustment is just how many guys are on the team. And just knowing formations, I guess, you know. I will be at a disadvantage there, but we'll figure it out fast. I'll learn fast.
Let's flip over to baseball then. How did those conversations go, and what did the coaches baseball-wise talk to you about?
They were also amazing. He's pretty straight to the point. He's pretty, I'm going to play the best guys, so if you can miss fall ball and still produce well, then I'll play you. If not, I won't, you know? So, he's very upfront, very honest, and clear in his words. So that was awesome.
You've been really good for Coon Rapids Baird, especially over there on the hot corner at third base. Where do you see yourself at Grandview? Where do the coaches see you helping them? Is it going to be at third, or do they have other positions that they think might fit you or you fit better for them?
They're thinking third base. I told them I could probably play somewhere else, but third base is definitely where I feel the most comfortable, obviously.
As a baseball player, where do you feel your strengths are, especially playing maybe the toughest position, you know, in all of baseball there at third base?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe reaction time or something like that. I'm not quite sure.
So you and I talked before the interview. You kind of explained to me how you and the coaches are going to make this work. For the people listening to the interview, what was those conversations like with Coach? And what is the plan? How are you going to be able to fit in both football and baseball with, in a way, their seasons or at least part of their practice seasons kind of overlapping with each other?
Yeah, so I will be at a little bit of a disadvantage there. I'll miss most of spring football, I believe, and I'll miss most of fall baseball. So I'll really have to work hard at it, I guess, grind a little bit. And they're both very willing to work with each other, which is very reassuring, which is, yeah, it's just very nice of both of them to allow me to try it. And hopefully one pulls at my heartstrings a little bit so I can commit to one and be the best at one. But for now, it's still up in the air, so going to figure it out.
When would you like to make that decision? When would you like to be down to one, if possible?
Hopefully after freshman year, maybe, or maybe even after sophomore year of college. I'm not sure. I'm not in a rush to make a decision by any means, or maybe a decision will never be made. Maybe I play both all 4 years. I don't know yet.
I know the education part of it always has been important to you. It's been important through your high school run as well. How do you fit in the studies that you'll need to do with as busy as you're going to be with athletics?
Just got to figure it out, I guess. I'm not sure.
Lance, I tell you what, it's been fun. I know it's not done. We've got track season still going. We've got, baseball season coming up. It's been an absolute pleasure covering you through the year. So I so much appreciate you joining us here today to talk about you and heading to Grandview. We wish you the absolute best of luck. I know you're going to be very successful in both or whichever one you decide to focus on sometime in the future. So congrats on this decision and appreciate you joining us here today.
Yeah, thank you very much. And for everything you do over at the broadcasting station. It's very awesome.
You bet. Lance Clayburgh again with the Coon Rapids Baird Crusaders. He's headed to Grandview in Des Moines again. He's going to play both football and baseball.